What is up, beautiful people? Happy Wednesday. We are here with the man, Ryan Schlipp. But before we get to talking to him about the draft, which is tomorrow night, which it starts, big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. They are giving away like a Polaris right now. I saw them do a video. I think that Quick Trip, the social media people, the videos they do, I think are just hilarious. But they are giving away a Polaris. Be sure to check your Quick Rewards app to find out how you can win all the cool stuff that they be giving away. You know what I mean? So shout out to Quick Trip. We are here with Mr. Ryan Schlipp from the Packernet podcast, which some say is the best podcast in all the land.
I think you're the only one that says that. And you say it ironically, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's me and your wife.
I bet she doesn't say that.
No, she doesn't. I don't know her, obviously, but my wife would never say. My wife trolls me at my stuff. So yeah, she's not out here like, oh.
When I go upstairs and she has my podcast on, I tell her to turn it off. Like, that's weird. Turn it off. Stop listening to my podcast in the living room.
I used to listen to myself. Yeah, I used to hate it when people at work would like play my videos. It'd be, my dumb eye videos.
Yeah.
And then they would show it to me. Like, yeah, I was there, dude.
Yeah, dude. I don't need to see that.
It's highly like cringy to me.
Trying to like make cheese, dude. Shut up.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm here for, the cheese life, baby. So how is your offseason going? You're obviously drafting it up. You're a big draft content creator. How has that been going?
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit beforehand. It's like I was telling you, I'm just exhausted, man. It's just, you know, you would think because there's more content, it's easier. And sometimes that's true. The offseason can be tough when you really got to dig for content, but it's been hard. There's a lot of work, a lot of hours going in just to do the simplest thing, just to get the same 50 minutes takes a lot more time. You know, if somebody asks a question about a prospect, I haven't seen the prospect. What do I got to do? Well, I got to go to PFF and then I got to go to SIS and then I got to pull up their at least a YouTube and like watch 10 minutes of it just to answer one freaking question. And that's like this whole process. So, it's exhausting. I'm very excited the draft is here. But I'm also very excited for it to be done because I'm going to go back to just being a loud, obnoxious troll. The first thing I'm going to do is find out what they're saying. Like, everyone's going to be gushing about Caleb Williams and whatever Vikings quarterback they're going to pick. And I can't wait to just troll them and talk about how much they suck. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, like, you talk about the amount of work that it takes. Like, not for me. It's like, people ask me a question. They're like, hey, what do you think about this guy? Never heard of him. Next.
Yeah, yeah. And the worst part about it is I know 2% more than you, and that's it. When you look at like the broad spectrum of how many guys there are and how much there is to know, I don't know hardly any more than you do. So I'm stupid, and you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, I don't like to use my brain if I don't have to. But so we're gonna talk about the draft and what you're doing on draft day. But first, big shout to Nick Laylaw, another sponsor of mine. You've seen the billboards everywhere. If you get hurt in a car accident, you need some help. Check out nicklaylaw.com, the bearded man, you know, the old glorious beard. I wish I could grow a beard. That'd be cool. But anyway, so you got a live stream, huh, for the draft? Everyone's got a live stream for the draft now. Like, that's what it is. Like, you get a live stream. So I'm not doing one this year. But what do you got planned for the draft?
Yeah, so it's going to be the same as I think I was telling you. I think this is year 6 for me doing the live stream. It's such a long, especially day 3. Day 3 is like what? It's like 8 hours long or something stupid. Yeah. You put it all together, it's like 15, 16 hours of just sitting in front of a camera doing draft stuff. So it's really just pointing the camera and just hanging out and just talking draft with whoever wants to hang out in the comments. It's going to be slightly different, but pretty similar to last year. So last year was a big party. It was me and Clayton and Jacob and the whole crew. He has his own YouTube channel now, which is kind of blowing up, but we're going to kind of cheat the system. We're just going to merge the two. So I'll be streaming on my YouTube. He'll be streaming on his, but it's going to be all of us together again. So that'll be pretty cool. And yeah, we're just going to hang out and be stupid and eat food and wait for the Packers to pick and talk a lot of trash.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to do a live stream, but I figured there's so many better people. Like, you know, they'd make a pick, and I'm like, that sounds like a good name.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like I was telling you, too. I've seen so many people now are announcing this year they're going to be doing it. It's like, man, 4 people are going to watch my stream. Like, there's so many.
Yeah.
As I'm even telling people when I promote it, I'm like, look, if you want to bounce around and go see what, like, these guys are doing and those guys, like, that's cool. I get it. But like, just don't forget about me. Like, come back and hang out once in a while. All right.
Yeah, I actually did that one night. I was doing a live stream, and you were at the same time. I think you and the boys. And I mentioned it on my live stream, and I was like, oh, probably shouldn't mention that. Numbers could start dwindling down. Yeah. Like, oh, Packernest Live, peace out, bro.
Should do the opposite. Should go on and be like, oh, dude, I just heard everyone else is canceling. That sucks, bro. It's crazy.
That'd be funny. You go on there, be like, yeah, Grassi, I heard he's done.
Yeah, lunch. Grassi and Nagler are protesting, apparently. Something crazy is going on with the Packers, I guess. I don't know.
Hanging up the cleats.
Yeah, but they retired. It's wild, man.
I want to start. I do have a Facebook question here. I thought was a good one for you, not for me. But the Packers are on the clock. We can pick Cooper, DeJean, Tyler Guyton, Graham Barton, or Jared Verse. What do you do? It's possible they will have to make this call, but even channeling my inner Goot. This is, I believe, Jesse Huber on Facebook. I didn't have enough captions to put his name there. But what do you think?
Well, somebody asked me that today, and I was embarrassed because I didn't have an answer. Like, who would you take? And I'm like, that's the most basic answer that I should have by now, is like, who's my main guy that I hope that they take? Well, first of all, I could tick everybody off and say that apparently the way you say his name is Cooper DeJean, according to Dane Brugler. So at the end of this draft process, Dane Brugler comes out with a draft guide, and he spells it phonetically so you know. And that's when you find out you're saying everybody's name wrong, and I can't do it. Yeah. Like, I can't remember, or I say it, and I'm just like, no, I'm not saying that. Like, I can't do that. I can't say his name that way. That is a good option. I don't care for Jared Verse, so I wouldn't go in that direction. Graham Barton is really hard for me to get away from. I think from positional value, it's rough because that's the guy you're talking about that's probably going to come in and be a guard, compared to like a corner or a tackle or an edge rusher. But I don't know why, it just feels so perfect, and the Packers love that. He is Zach Tom. He is Elgton Jenkins. He's the guy that can play tackle. He's a better guard than he is a tackle, probably a better center than he is a guard. That'll be the third one like that, and they can just do so much with him. I don't know about Verse, but the other three, I think, have really high RASs. But Graham Barton, when you look at him as a center or a guard or whatever, it's like a 9.99. So, I mean, he just checks so many boxes. Cooper does make a lot of sense, and I think I ended up telling the guy, if I had to put my finger on, like, just one name, it might be Cooper, but I can't do it, man. I guess that's a good thing, because usually I come into this, and there's one guy I like, and we're not going to take him. There's got to be 15 where I'd just be like, oh, nice. That's great. That's a good pick. I like it. I think that's a better strategy, too, rather than just being pissed off. Just find a reason to like everybody so that the Packers can't piss you off, and then you win.
And until, like, the Bears draft, you're, like, draft.
Right. Drug, you suck.
You've been the whole, like, last couple months, this guy's legit. He's going to be huge. He's going to be great. The Bears draft him. Oh, that guy's overrated. That guy's trash.
Garbage, bro. Can't believe you drafted him. Cooper, man, that guy's really, like, trash.
So what do you think about Cooper? Because I say that's a name Packer fans seem to love. They talk about him nonstop. I don't know much about him, but like, is he the real deal? Because I know, because it's kind of like the same thing. The Packer fans think he's great, and because Packer fans are clamoring for him, all like the rivals, Viking, Bear fans, are like, that guy's overrated. Unless, of course, their team ends up drafting him.
I think the hardest part is, like, we've been talking about him for so long, it's kind of like draft fatigue, where I feel like I don't like him anymore, and that's not true. Like, he's still a good football player. He would still be awesome. But it's just like, you know, I don't know. I'm bored with it, I guess. I've seen a lot of content creators, too, kind of talking about how he's not a good scheme fit. I don't know about that. I don't really see why that would be a thing. But I think the cool thing is he's real versatile. He's a really solid cover guy. He can also play safety. I think Gutekunst also alluded to that. They feel like he can play both positions. And so, you know, you just got a solid cover guy that's going to come in and be a number two guy next to Jair, who is a really solid tackler, just a physical football player. And I think it's just a kind of a cool little Swiss Army knife to have to kind of elevate it. Plus, you know, again, you get excited because, you know, our new defensive coordinator is a DB guy. So, It for me, anyways, it feels different than some of the other guys, where it feels like he has a higher floor. Nate Wiggins out of Clemson is a guy that I think Packer fans should keep their eye on for the Packers. He's a little undersized, but it just feels like he's a little bit more boom or bust. He's more like the Kevin King. You know, it's like if this guy hits, it's going to be amazing, but he could absolutely miss. So I don't know. He feels like him and like Graham Barton feel like the safer prospects to go with. I could be way off. That's just kind of the feel I get for him.
So what are the chances that that first pick, they draft someone that no one's even talking about? Like, I mean, not that no one's ever heard of, because people who study the draft probably heard it's about everyone, but just like some out of the box type of dude.
That is the Packers' MO, so we should expect it. And I would say it's unlikely because we talked about so many people. But as I look at the list, I mean, it's actually pretty high. I mean, the other thing is, and absolutely nobody's talking about it, and half the fan base or more refuses, is wide receiver. There are a lot of wide receivers, not the real early guys. Although Brian Thomas out of LSU, if you look, a lot of the newest mock drafts or whatever, he's making it to 25 or later. But then you look at a little bit later than that, you know, early second round guys, you got Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, you've got Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Xavier Leggett, who the Packers met with. I mean, any one of these guys are in the Packers wheelhouse. Most of them meet the Packers thresholds. I think a lot of Packer fans are like, well, they wouldn't because they got wide receivers. Yeah, they would. I'm not saying they're going to, but they're not going to be like, I like our guys. We're never going to do that. Like, that's not how they operate, and we should know better by now. But, I mean, and that's just wide receiver. There's a ton of other guys. You know, Darius Robinson would just make me cry. So I got to start watching him and learning to like him, because that's the guy that makes a lot of sense to the Packers that I don't want them to take, that they're probably going to take because I don't want them. But there's a billion guys that they could probably take. So that's what we need to be prepared for.
Yeah, I feel like that if the Packers do that, they have high, doesn't matter what position you play. I feel like it's like if you go to the store and you get beer, you got beer at home, but you never can have too much beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So that's, I think, kind of how the Packers draft. Like, dude, the Packers drafting a wide receiver would be absolutely crazy because, you know, all the talk, like, they never draft.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Round, you know, wide receiver talk for Aaron Rodgers. And to get, I don't think that they're going to, and I don't think that they need
I don't think so either.
But I think that if there was one there, like, one slipped, you know, and they were like, this guy, you can't pass him up, I have no doubt that they would jump on it. But, yeah, we'll see. Like, even when Jordan Love was drafted, I barely heard his name before because I really don't pay attention to draft content.
There's so many times that happen. I mean, even Jair, like, I had heard of his name for sure, but I knew he was a second round prospect. So when we traded up and they said Jair, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's impossible. Same with Jordan Love. I thought it was impossible. Kevin King. Like, what? There was another King, cornerback King. I'm trying to think of what his name is, but there was a different King, and I'm like, oh, I think I like that guy. He's a second round. It wasn't even him. It was a different King who was further down that I didn't like. So they always do that. They draft guys. It's Savage. Darnell Savage. Like, what? Who the heck? What are you talking about? We have stared at these first-round mock drafts for months. His name isn't on them. So try again, buddy. That doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, everyone, all the podcasters and all, like, the people who talk about the draft, like, the Packers, what they're talking about could be the exact opposite. Like,
right.
It could just be, like, obviously, we don't know what they're thinking. They don't care what we're thinking. And, so, like, the guys that a lot of fans are high on, Goot might not be. And, like, yeah, I think Goot is, like, I think he's fantastic. I know a lot of people, especially on Facebook, you know, all that matters is Super Bowls. But the GM just gets you the guys. They've had the right guys to do it in the past. And I think that he's going to get a ring. But
it's been a rough couple years for the Goot haters, that's for sure. It's been a struggle for them to stay afloat out there. But they're hanging. No Super Bowls is literally the only thing they have left. Yeah, well, we don't have a Super Bowl yet. Yeah, we don't have a Super Bowl yet. That's it. Everything else is great. Jordan Love turns out great. The last two draft classes have been unbelievable. Like, everything is fantastic in Green Bay. So, yeah, all the Goot haters that 2 years ago had a lot to say are real quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, because he's building the team. Especially this young offense is just ridiculous. We'll see it. We'll see how they do. I like this comment right here. What's up, Joe? He says, do you see the Packers trade up for more picks in the second or third round?
I'm guessing trade back. Yeah, I mean, I think they could. Gutekunst has talked about, you know, it's funny because a lot of us, again, us having different conversations than what the Packers are, we're all sitting here talking about we got 11 picks so they can move up. You know, if they use a third round pick, they can get up to like, I don't know, 17, 18. Who could they possibly draft? And then we finally hear from Gutekunst and he's like, yeah, we got a lot of picks. Kind of like to get some more, though. Like, you greedy bastard. Just make the pick, will you? But no, I mean, I think it's entirely possible. And interestingly enough, I just, for the podcast tomorrow, was talking about this. They were saying they think there's going to be a lot more trades in this year than in previous years. A lot of teams wanting to move up. And for a lot of reasons. You know, you got the quarterbacks that could be there. But also, like, the Chiefs want to move up. The Bills want to come up and get a wide receiver. So with all these teams panicking, I could see the Packers being the one team that just would rather take advantage of other teams panicking and being stupid and being like, hey, if you want to overpay, I'll slide back. I don't care. And then, yeah, now all of a sudden we have 3 second-round picks and 3 third-round picks, and Gutekunst is just living in freaking hog heaven.
Yeah, I was even thinking that they could move up a little bit and in the later rounds move back and get another pick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they do like their draft picks. Like, they're like, the more the better. They're like my beer fridge. You know, they want to stock up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like me with meat. It's like I got a freezer full of meat that I got to thaw, and it's like I could thaw it, or I could just get new meat. And so you just keep buying meat.
It's hard, and end of the world comes, I'm going to hang
out. Yeah, everybody else has got like a box of dry cereals. Like, I got a freezer full of meat if the world comes in, and I'm eating good.
Yeah, for a couple of days until electricity hits.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to another one. For real, trades could be crazy, especially first, second, and Goody likes to trade back. Yeah, that... Like, we'll see. That's the thing, like, with all the mock drafts, is one trade, it's all done. Dude, let me ask you this, because I was just thinking about this. I saw this video, Adam Schefter, you know, he got a call. You know, they always have this, where he gets called on the air, you know, because it's busy time. Do you think, I mean, like, these owners, like, it's like a mind game, right? Because, like, you have a fifth pick. You want... some other teams to think you're going to go wide receiver. Like, you want them to think the opposite of what you're actually going to do, so people don't jump in front of you.
Yep.
So, like, teams got to be leaking information. And like, through Adam Schefter, those type of guys, I feel like that is probably what happened, where they say, yeah, we're going to do this, and then they go on TV and say it. And even, like, agents are trying to do stuff. What do you think about that? Like, because I saw comments about it today. People were like, it's like a soap opera. I'm like, it's a beautiful soap opera if it is. You know what I mean? I mean, at this time of year, like, what else you got? But I think even, like, during the season, stuff gets leaked, you know, like, oh, you know, someone in the, you know, it was like that agent, that's who did it. But what are your thoughts on the Dramaville of the draft and all that?
It's funny you say that, because I've always said that football is just soap operas for dudes. That's just all it is. Like, we try to act like we're so different. No, we're all about the drama, man. I even said, like, when Rodgers, everyone's like, I'm so glad when Rodgers leaves. Like, I'm going to be bummed, man. I miss the drama. I love that stuff. That was good content. That was entertainment. Yeah. Like, I mean, I can still like, talk about it, but then people get pissed. Like, he's not a Packer anymore. It's like, well, I thought it was fun. Leave me alone. I like doing it. No, but I think that's how they kind of, it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship with the teams and guys like Schefter, where it's like, I'm going to feed you information and you're going to put it out there. And sometimes it's good information. I'm going to make you look good and you're going to be an insider. You're going to get paid a lot of money thanks to me. Sometimes I'm going to feed you bull crap and you're just going to deal with it and get over it when I do that. That's just how this works. I mean, you are a pipeline. Like, and if you want that job and you want to be an insider and you want my phone number, you're going to leak whatever I give you. So I think they know sometimes they get played, and I think that that's just part of the game. It is what it is. But yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on. I think some of it is a little more than what it actually is. Like, I understand, like, if you're the Chargers and you want to take a wide receiver, and so now you start leaking all this about, like, oh, we're taking a tackle. We're definitely taking a tackle because you don't want somebody coming up and taking a wide. Like, I get that. Yeah. But then there are other times where it's like, that doesn't, like, it just doesn't make sense why you would need to, like, if you have the number one pick, like, you got to be all, bro, you got the number one pick. Like,
Yeah,
you don't have to do that anymore. But everybody just thinks it happens all the time. Like everything's fake and everything's a lie and everything's. It's like I don't think so, man. It's, most of the time, it doesn't make sense. But even Gutekunst was like, yeah, you know, I think that's the espionage stuff is mostly for kind of earlier. You know, if you're in like the top five, top ten. After, other than that, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think I had a thought in my head, but it went away from what you were saying. But yeah, I definitely think that. People, no, yeah, here's what, yeah, dude, like, but if I had the number one pick and I was a GM, I would troll the whole league.
Yeah, I'd be at, right. Like, hey,
we're doing daily press conferences over here. Yeah, just be out there like, I might take a quarterback, maybe a running back.
Yeah,
just got everyone just like, you guys should get the number one pick. It's pretty sweet. Just troll everyone. Just
go out with like a big chain that says like CW, like, oh, you're taking Caleb Williams, and then like the next time you go out with like a. You know, whatever school some other quarterback plays for, what LSU or whatever, and it's like, oh, you know, maybe they're taking this, and you're leaking all this information. That would be so much fun, man. I'd screw with people all the time. I remember when, wasn't it like Rodgers and Devontae did that for a while? They kept screwing with everybody, putting nonsense on social media.
Yeah, on Instagram, they were doing like...
That
Michael Jordan...
The Last Ride or whatever.
Yeah, The Last Dance.
They last did that Dance, one. Yeah.
And like, dude, that was like literally them just hanging out. Probably like, hey,
dude, this would be funny. Yeah,
yeah, dude, I would totally do that.
I would do that all the time.
I would find different ways to troll. And it's not hard to troll the sports media.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you could do the, if you're a big enough star, you can do, or even like these draft prospects. Everybody's watching your social media. Everybody, you could unfollow something and it would be national news in 5 minutes. Like, if you want to be on SportsCenter, like, do something crazy on social media. Just like do the two big eyeball things. Like, if you're like a top 10 prospect, like if you're Joe Alt, just tweet out like the two big eyeball emojis or whatever. You're going to see yourself on the news in like 10 minutes. I would do that all the time.
Yeah, I would have. Even like current Packer players, they'll tweet something like, oh, I can't believe that. And they'll be like,
right.
What?
Oh, they
what
do happened? That. All that drives me nuts. And then they get all pissed about it. Like, guys, freaking calm down. Like, shut up. You can't just be putting that stuff on social media. That, first of all, it doesn't mean anything. Why would you put that on social media? Like, I can't believe it. Who tweets, I can't believe it? That doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's crazy behavior. Like, if you just walk at someone in the street, like, I can't believe it.
And like, damn it. Away, and then they're like, looking at you like, what? And you're like, mind your own business, guys. Just relax. Everything's fine. What's wrong with you?
I do get it sometimes. Like, it'll be like a lyric, like, you know, to a song that they like. Yeah. And people kind of throw those out there. But it's like, it's totally out of context. And people are like, did someone die?
Right. Or like a ball game's on or something. Like, that's crazy. Like, oh, dude, he just got cut. You believe that? Like, no, he's watching a basketball game.
That's it, too, because like when I tweet, like, usually I assume most people I follow know what I'm talking about. Like, if it's a big game,
right,
like a Bucks or whatever. And I'll say, well, what a shot. People aren't like, what game? What's he talking about?
Yeah.
Did someone just get shot? But like, if you're a player.
Well, and that's where I get annoyed when it's like, because I don't use social media or go on there for really anything but Packers. And everybody has like separate interests and I get pissed about it. Everybody starts talking about baseball. And I'm like, can you guys go somewhere else and shut up? I don't want to hear about baseball. I don't care about baseball. Nobody likes baseball. It's so stupid. Go away. Like my whole feed is filled with like, I can't believe he did that. He sucks. We can't ever win. Like, I don't care. This is supposed to be Packers Twitter. Packers Twitter, not freaking Brewers Twitter or Bucks Twitter. I don't care. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't really watch baseball. It's funny because I like the Brewers and the Bucks. Like, I support them, but I'm not like diehard either of the. I don't watch too much.
Yeah.
The Bucks more than the Brewers. But someone like on Facebook tried to like troll me. They're like, yeah, well, how are the Brewers doing right now? I was like, I have no idea.
I don't know. How are they doing? Do they lose or something?
Like, that does not hurt me, dude. Like, I mean, like I say, I support them. But even when the Bucks won the championship, I didn't go on Twitter and everywhere and be like, yeah, we did it. Like,
right.
I wasn't,
right.
You know, like I would say I'm not a fair weather fan, but I don't claim to be like some hardcore basketball guy, but I love the Bucks. And I'm glad that they obviously won it. Anyways, let's get back to some comments here. We got a couple more. Michael says the beautiful thing about the Packers position is they can just laugh and watch the BS fly and hope a run on something happens early and a prime prospect drops. That's the thing. Like, that happens like during a draft is like every year, and it's happened since forever, right? At like, not this year, there's a for sure number one, it seems to be, but like back, I remember back in the day when they would be like, this guy's number one pick, and then like throughout the months of everyone hyping everyone up, Then like, nope, it's this guy who no one ever heard of. But he's like, I'm not no one, but like the average, you know, small like me. And then all of a sudden, like, nope, he's number one. And then that guy ends up going like top five or whatever. And like months earlier, no one was really even talking about it, but everyone just gets hyped up. Maybe they have a good pro day or whatever, and they just kind of go. But I think in the draft that could, that happens too, where people just start slipping. And if you're a GM and like, hey, I really like this guy, and you just see him slipping, they got to just, you know, be freaking out. But I don't know what, if there's a question in there or not. Just rambled.
Well, no, yeah, and that's kind of what I was talking about too, with, you know, the Packers not panicking. And I think that comes with good roster management. You know, you put yourself in a position where you don't need to panic. That's one of the things. I just went through a bunch of rumors for tomorrow's podcast, and there's so many teams panicking. You know, the Vikings, if they don't get a quarterback, they're screwed. Like, the Giants apparently are panicking about a quarterback. You know, Buffalo, they lost their wide receiver. They're panicking about that. If you put yourself in a situation where you don't have to panic, you let everybody else panic, and then, yeah, you get these runs on positions. You get six quarterbacks that fly off. They shouldn't be. You know, maybe only four of them should have been drafted before the Packers, but because of a panic, same with offensive tackle, there's supposed to be a big tackle run. Well, if guys get drafted too early because people are paranoid that if we don't draft them now, they're going to fall, all that means is really good talent that should have been gone makes it to the Packers. So, yeah, Gutekunst just needs to not panic, hang out, and just see how the board falls. And hopefully by being the only sane one in the room, we end up getting way more talented players than we ever should have sitting at 25.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I do want to mention, everyone, tomorrow night, Thursday, Cheesehead TV is doing their live stream like everyone else. But they're doing it live at a bar. at the Lyric Room in downtown Green Bay. So if you're in the Green Bay area, come on down. I'm gonna be over there hanging out with the Packer fans. I don't even know really what it is, you know, but I was like, I'll go. Then and we'll see what happens. So you know, Corey Behnke will be hosting. I think Nagler is gonna be in New York, obviously. They have a bunch of people coming in the live stream. It should be fun, you know. I'm gonna be hanging out. You know, the one thing about that has me like going downtown, like, where do you park? It's like, I don't usually go downtown Green Bay. I'm like, you know, like, am I at to walk? So like, I'm trying to get someone to go with me. Like, hey, how about I just leave my truck at your spot? You just take me. You don't have to worry about.
I'm glad that there are other people in the world like me where it's over a day away and I'm like, have anxiety because I'm thinking I don't know where to park. Like,
yeah,
parking. My wife is like the exact opposite. Like, she just does things, and I'm sitting here like, I don't want to do it. Why? Because there are 500 things that I can't plan out that I'm freaked out about. Like, what if there's traffic? What if I can't find a place? It's downtown. Like, there's people everywhere. You're trying to like drive your car, and there's people walking across the street, and then there's nowhere to park, and then you got one way streets. I don't want to deal with that crap.
Dude.
It's like, you haven't even left yet. It's like, but I'm freaking out about all of it, so I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, when I went to La Crosse for a quick trip. Thing one time, we stayed at this hotel. I like Google Earth it. I'm like, where do I?
Oh, yeah, I do that too. I'm looking where I'm like, okay, so you got to come around this way, and then you gotta, okay, so that's where the entrance is. Got it,
yeah. And I did all this, but it's like I'd never been to this town before, and I couldn't get into the driveway, I didn't see that, so I just parked in a garage like two blocks away and I paid to park, but I took the corner to. You know, those yellow posts just bashed in my door just because I'm an idiot and I don't know how to park in the parking lot. I go into a garage that my truck barely fits in. So, and it's like brand new yellow painted. And I'm like, I think I got to call this in to like report it, like whatever. So I call it and I did. And then I had to wait for the cops to show up. And then they just laughed at me. They're like, what
gives a crap?
They're like, yeah, we don't care. It's paint, you know? And I was like, oh, I just want to do a hit and run or whatever. But then they're like, how did you hit it this hard? What's going on here? I thought my tire was, you know how they have those
big now they curves? Got you doing field sobriety tests.
I thought my tire was stuck on a curb, but it was actually the door was closed. So I gave it a little bit of gas and I'm just pushing my door. My door was totaled. Looked like I got just hammered. They kind of laughed at me and they're like, why are you here? Get out of our town. But no, they were cool. But yeah. Anyways, I think we're going to wrap this thing up, everyone. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. They have a live stream. It's going to be magnificent. You're one of the only, there's like three people who actually all tune into their live stream. Yours is one of them. Sometimes you can't even see you.
Dude, I don't know why. I was thinking, Like, so I have this light on, and I was going to, but it's like blinding me, and it barely helps. It's like, I didn't know my basement was this dark. Like, it doesn't feel dark down here. It's like super bright. But when I go on stream, it's like, it's so dark. I don't know what to do. And I don't want lights blasting in my face. So I'm like, well, screw it. I guess it's just dark. I don't know what else to do about it.
Yeah, I got lights blasting in my face, but I got, like, they're not that bright until I look at them. I don't know why I did that. But.
Yeah, I'll see if I can order something that on Amazon that can be, get a stupid ring light or something, like some 13-year-old girl influencer, so that people can actually see me on the stupid stream as I eat my nachos for draft day.
It's funny because I got a ring camera, and I used to have like my stuff downstairs, and people, if they came over, they'd see the ring camera, they'd be like, all right, what are you doing? You're doing TikTok dances? What's going on here? Like, no, I'm a podcaster. I don't dance. Not that there's anything wrong with dancing, you know what I mean? Have a good time. But everyone, check out the Packernet podcast. We'll be live on the YouTube all through the draft and throughout the whole week, huh?
Doing all 3 days.
That's a lot.
It's rough, man. It is, but it's a good time.
Maybe I'll stop by for one.
You should.
Just invite myself.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a link anytime you want to jump on. Just jump on.
Yeah, maybe I will. But thank you, everyone, for listening. If you're watching, be sure to subscribe to the Matt Ramage Show, Apple, Spotify, all the places that people listen to podcasts. And if you're on the podcast, subscribe everywhere else. You know what I mean? TheMattRamage.com to find the links. Go Pack, go people. Goody is about the slayer down on this draft. Put the haters on notice, baby.